Grace and peace to God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our guide. Amen. Brothers and sisters, allow me to read the gospel text again. It was well read. I just want to read it in a different translation than the one that was read. And I'm reading from the New English Translation. It reads thus in the name of the Lord. Now Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing around him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your word I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets started to tear. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they were about to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Peter and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were Simon's business partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." So when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. May it find place in our hearts and that we may live with it. Amen. It is the fifth Sunday after Trinity, and the gospel reading for today challenges us to put out into the deep. It takes courage and trust to take a risk, even when experience suggests otherwise. Faith, too, is a venture, for it is directed toward the cross, which is considered foolishness in the eyes of the world. Brothers and sisters, the purpose of Luke's gospel was to present the message of salvation and to evangelize, just to mention a few. We find Jesus doing what he does best. He teaches, which was his business as usual. Great crowds of people pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. Pressing in on wanting to listen to the word of God shows how eager the people were to hear the word of God, and also showing intention and willingness to learn from what has to be taught. Many a times this part of scripture brings out a great fear in me, that if we in the days that we live today have to compare our believers and the believers of the time of from Jesus, then I'm afraid that our generation of believers have no interest in hearing and learning from the word of God, nor do we have interest to make time and sit and meditate on the word. This, brothers and sisters, should be a renewed motivation, that pressing on to listen to the word of God does not just help us to understand what Jesus is teaching, but it later on makes us witnesses of the miracles Jesus is performing. The word of God informs, the word of God teaches, the word of God reveals the unknown. Jesus saw the boats of men who had done their work and now were maybe getting ready to go back home and try again at night. They were washing their nets. These gentlemen washed their nets in preparation for another evening fishing trip. They kept busy. They didn't call it a day in saying that we are done, They call it a day in saying that we will try again later. They stayed. You and I this morning are being reminded that at our first fail attempt does not mean it is the end of it. It doesn't mean when we have failed the first time, we should throw in the towel. We are being reminded to stay. We are being reminded to wash our nets and to prepare for another try. We are being reminded that the work that we are busy with has not even started yet. It is still to start. What awaits us is even greater. Stay, wash the nets, prepare for the next catch, keep the faith. We are reminded that as believers, we need to be hopeful. Jesus got on one of the boats. It is certain that Simon was in the boat with Jesus. He could also listen to the teaching. Jesus invited himself into the boat. One thing we can be sure about here is that Jesus knew that these gentlemen had toiled all night long and did not get a catch. Jesus knew that they tried time and time again and did not catch. But Jesus needed them to hear the word first. Jesus wanted to grab their attention. And that is why Jesus takes one of their boats and gets onto it and starts reading and starts teaching. And I want to believe also that Jesus took this boat, not even driving it himself, because he says, push it a bit away from the shore so that I just get onto the water. And like I said before, Simon Peter was with Jesus on this boat to be able to drive this boat for Jesus to teach his word. The word comes before the fish. The word comes before the blessing. The word comes before the great catch. This reminds me about the sacraments in the Lutheran Church of baptism and Holy Communion. Without the word, these sacraments are just but elements. They become effective and they become valuable when the word is preached and giving meaning to these sacraments. As St. Augustine would put it, there is more to a sacrament than meets the eye. An act performed with the element of water does not yet constitute a baptism. It requires the word based on faith, which reveals the significance of the event. Jesus needed the attention of the fishermen. Jesus needed them to take time off and sit with him. Jesus needed them to come and listen to what Jesus is about to say. Jesus needed their souls to be fully focused on the word, so that when Jesus speaks, they would not only hear, but they would understand what Jesus was saying or what is requested of them. The word of God tells us that when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Beloved in the Lord, let us be aware that this wasn't time for fishing at all. One, the best fishing time is at night, not in the day. Two, all these crowds and loud teaching might have scared away the fish to come up. Or rather, Simon Peter could have given all the possible reasons for not putting down their nets. He would have said, but still could have emphasized it more and said, we worked all night and we are tired. We know a lot more about fishing than a carpenter does, because Jesus wasn't a fisherman. Jesus was a carpenter, son of a carpenter. He could have said, we already washed our nets. We need to prepare them for the catch tonight. Or he could have said, but Jesus, you might know something about teaching, but you do not know anything about fishing. Isn't that you and I also have that thing of when we need to do God's work, we put up excuses first. I still have to sit with my girl. She is sick. I still have to go to my social club. I still have to do 1, 2, 3. But no, Simon said, but at your word, Lord, I will do and I will lower the nets. Look, Jesus did not tell them to do what they do not know. And I want us to underline this this morning. Jesus did not ask them to do something that they are not used to do. Jesus did not say them they should go to which side of the sea. He says, lower your nets. He says something that they live with, something they do daily. At times, we are not asked to do anything out of the ordinary. Sometimes, we are just asked to do the basics. And the question this morning could come, what are the basics if I am saying that we are asked to do just the basics? The basics are praying without ceasing, interceding for one another. The basics are reading the word to understand it and meditate upon it. The basics are sitting in a fellowship like this and share the word of God. The basics are giving to the needy, the people around us who does not have. The basics are love your neighbor as you love yourself. But I want us to see the pattern that we have here. Jesus spoke the word again and Simon followed what was said. You and I should stop giving God ultimatums and start doing what is requested of us. Simon Peter said, at your word, Master, I will lower the nets. In other words, he heard, he understood, and he did what was asked of him. The difference was the word which was spoken. It was the same sea. It was the same water. It was the same fishermen. It was the same technique that they used. The only difference was the instruction that came from Jesus Christ. You know, the power and confidence come from God. It does not come from the word preached. It comes from the word preached, not in our own ability or our own strength. They toiled all night on their own. They caught nothing. They toiled all night alone and they had no catch. And at the word spoken by Jesus, they obeyed and let their nets down. Brothers and sisters, the word of God this morning tells us at lowering their nets, they caught so many fish that their nets started to tear. You know, I can imagine how Simon Peter tried pulling out this net and could not. Beloved in the Lord, not at our time, but at God's time. Not at our time that we have set for ourselves. Not at night time, but at daytime. Not the way we understand, but the way God says we should do it. Not the way we want to do it, but the way God wants us to do it. When we understand time, we will understand the ability of God. One thing we need to understand is that God does not speak of the chronological time, the time of 1 o'clock, the time of 2 o'clock, the time of 3 o'clock, or last week or next week. God speaks of the kairos. God speaks of the moment. God speaks of the opportune time of doing something. And you and I should learn the kairos, the moment, the opportune time. When he sees that he has caught so many fish, Simon Peter doesn't keep it to himself. He calls to the others on the other boat, and he says to them, come and help me. You know, the beauty in the word of God this morning is Simon does not keep his blessings to himself. Simon also knows when I have a fellowship of people who can come and help me to get and hold what God has given to me. Simon Peter calls the other John and James and he says, come and help me. He wanted to share with them his big catch. It is just something that they could not keep to themselves. You know, the growth in Simon's faith needed to be shared. He needed to show people that indeed I am sitting on a boat with the Messiah. I'm sitting on a boat with the Son of Man. Their blessing needed to be shared. Simon, in response to what he has seen, he fell to his knees and he says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Brothers and sisters, Simon's great catch of fish didn't make him high and mighty. In Afrikaans says, "Hy het 'n groot kop gekry nie." You know, he becomes humble. He becomes low and he says, and he falls to his knees and he worships. And he acknowledged the fact that, "Lord, it's not by my might, it's not by my intelligence, it is not by my word, but by your word, Master, I will do what you say I should do." The question we need to ask ourselves this morning, brother and sister, is that what do we do when we have received from God the blessing? Do we share? Do we call others? Do we also get on our knees and pray and thank God for what He has given us, for what He has blessed us with? Listen to the humble response from Jesus. "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." Do not be afraid. What an assurance. A blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. A blessed assurance of a foretaste of glory divine. A perfect submission. A perfect delight. From now on you will be catching people. Brothers and sisters, may the things that God bless us with don't override the privilege of walking with Him. Let them not override the privilege of sitting down and listening to His word. Let it not override the privilege of going when He calls us. You know, the privilege to follow Him, the privilege to be in His presence every day. We are called in different ways. At different times, from different places. But what remains unchanging is the one who calls us. The one who calls us remains the same yesterday, today, and even tomorrow. The one who calls us is trustworthy. The one who calls us is faithful. The one who calls us preaches the word. Simon, Peter, James, and John left their great catch of fish and followed Jesus. Now they have even bigger and better. They have their Savior with them. The nomad Abraham, who goes out on God's word. Paul, who becomes an apostle through the message of the risen one. And the fishermen who leave their nets behind. They are all ordinary people, just as you and I are ordinary people. But they are willing to give up the old and go new ways with God. Even if it seems unreasonable, even if it seems risky, because they often have to endure the incomprehension and ridicule of their surroundings and the opposition of their own families. But they can see the overflowing nets are only the beginning of countless wonderful experiences. Those who follow Jesus discover more and more deeply where God dwells on earth. As I have prepared this sermon text, it specifically spoke to me because I have left everything back home and I went where God called me. And this morning I'm standing in a Wildvreemde Kerk and I preach because I said, "At your word, God, I will cross that Atlantic Ocean. With your word, God, I will follow you and discover more and more deeply what you have prepared for me." Make time for God. Learn and meditate on His word. Take heed of His word. Not only will your catch be the greatest, it also saves and secures us a place with God. This morning I really wanted to sing, but now my chest is showing me flames here. But delightfully, you and I can also sing a song that we'll also sing later in the service. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.